Millions of students have come to college in Boston. Safe to say, many of them have even fallen in love, and some of those romances led to marriage. There's a documentary debuting on TV tonight about one particular marriage that grew from an unlikely courtship among two college students in Boston. It was in 1952. The students were Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott. He was studying to be a minister. She was studying to sing opera. The documentary is called Legacy of Love, and it's produced by Roberto Mighty.
Boston brought the Kings together as students. I don't know if they would have met had they not both been here.
They came from such different backgrounds to begin with, though. I mean, Coretta Scott was born in rural Alabama. She had helped her family pick cotton there. She had this beautiful voice, and after studying at Antioch, she came to the New England Conservatory. That's what brought her to Boston. And then Martin Luther King was originally from urban Atlanta, the son of a well-known pastor there. He ended up coming to Boston to attend Boston University, and the two of them met, I think, kind of against the odds. How did they meet?
The two of them were introduced by a mutual friend who worked at 12th Baptist Church in Roxbury, where King was, as a graduate student, he was on the ministerial staff at that time. And this woman happened to know King, and she also knew Coretta Scott. And she thought they might be an interesting match for each other. They were both studious. They were both politically minded. And they were both extremely well-educated and very, very serious.
At the very beginning, when they went on what was essentially a blind date, Coretta Scott thought, he's really short. And a couple people in the film mentioned this. How short was he?
You know, don't quote me. I think he was 5'6", 5'7". And in her autobiography, Coretta says he was just too short.
He was too short, but he sure had an attraction to her because he basically said, I'm marrying this woman.
Right. By the end of their first date, you know, he turns to her and he says something to the effect of, you have all the qualities I've ever wanted in a wife. And in her autobiography, she says she was quite taken aback by that.
Yeah. Yeah. She was taken aback more than taken, although eventually yes. Things developed. You also, though, spoke to somebody who had dated Martin Luther just before he had met Coretta. Tell us about Joel Taylor.
Joel Taylor was a freshman at Radcliffe College. She was the only African-American woman in her class. And around the college campuses in Boston at that time, as it was, by the way, when I went to college in Boston in the 1970s, there weren't, you know, a whole lot of Black students. So they would socialize not only with kids on their own campus, but also with Black students on the other campuses as well.
And here's what she told you she thought of Martin Luther King then.
What struck me is he was a very nice young man. He was rather serious, I thought. He seemed to be, you know, committed to the ministry. And that was my first impression.
And then next thing she knows, she goes to a party. She was seeing somebody else and she sees Martin Luther King there with Coretta. And clearly Coretta had grown to be much more enchanted with Martin Luther King at that point. They stayed together, drawn together by love and politics as well, or just at the core, a deep desire for human rights?
I think I've got to say here, just speaking as just a regular human being, even at that time, you know, we're talking 1951, 1952, every person I interviewed who was a contemporary said that Martin was a playboy in social circles. He being very outgoing, charismatic, gregarious, her being much more reserved.
How did their politics differ?
Coretta, in particular, was already talking. Now, this is 1952 when they meet, right? And she's already talking about anti-nuclear war ideas. She's already talking about the ideas of women's rights. This is pretty radical stuff for 1952. Martin was more interested in human rights, more interested in uplifting what would at that time have been called the Negro race. As time goes on, as we get past the 1950s, Martin's thinking opens up. One of the scholars in the film, Dr. Clay Carson at Stanford University, he emphasizes Coretta was, from the very beginning, a leftward influence on Martin politically. You can see from some of their correspondence.
So he starts the letter out, and it's kind of the epitome of almost 19th century Victorian romance. But then he shifts gears. He pledges to Coretta that the gospel that he will preach to the world has to do with a warless world, a better distribution of wealth, a brotherhood that transcends race or color. These political ideas become the glue that hold this relationship together.
So Coretta and Martin Luther King were in Boston in the early 50s, a really seminal period for them. They came back in 1965 when he spoke at the State House and led the first large-scale civil rights march in the Northeast from Roxbury to the Boston Common. 22,000 people attended. How much was Boston a city that fostered that activism, or did they thrive here while working against it? I mean, was the city working for them or against them? Because it was segregated during both those periods.
Well, Boston was a Northeastern city which had a reputation for allowing in a certain small number of African-American students into its colleges and universities. But the mayors were white, the governors were white, the school committees were white. So no, it was Boston was definitely a town of de facto segregation in the 1950s and 1960s. So the Kings met here. They were brought together here by school. They formed their ideas. They formed their pact. I mean, I'm not kidding, to change the world. You know, they wrote back and forth about that. And then they left Boston and went to other parts of the country to fulfill that goal.
Roberto Mighty is the writer, producer, and director of the documentary called Legacy of Love. Roberto Mighty, thank you so much. Really nice to talk to you.
You too, Lisa. Thank you.
The documentary Legacy of Love airs tonight on WGBH-TV and again over the weekend. This is WBUR.